Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Red Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggs.
With Mully and Haw.
Biggs time.
The Biggs Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. A longtime contributor to this station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out, Aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you've got the story, as always. You are on top of it. Very curious to get your take on Matt Eberflus talking up the running game. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we run the ball? Maybe that'll keep teams from blitzing. And, you know, they've got to respond to this. They have to do something. And that seems as good an idea as any.
Well, yeah, and you know, after the game Sunday night, guys, he said he thought the running game was okay in the loss at Houston. Obviously, to anybody who watched it, it wasn't okay. I mean, were there a couple okay runs? Absolutely. Sure. As a whole, it was entirely underwhelming, especially in a ball game that's close. It's not like they had to give up on the run to try to pass their way back into the ball game. But I'm here with good news this morning, guys.
Okay.
I am bringing good news to the show. The Indianapolis Colts, through the first two games of the season, have surrendered 474 rushing yards. Joe Mixon of Houston went for about .170 in the opener against this Indianapolis defense. And then the Colts headed up to Lambeau Field this past weekend. And Green Bay, without Jordan Love, said, we're going to play Malik Willis and we're going to try to just run the football. And the Colts had no ability to stop that run. So they've surrendered 237 yards on the ground per game, easily the worst in the league, giving up 5.1 yards per carry. There is the antidote to what ails the Bears' running game, besides maybe a coordinator who doesn't want to call a ton of run plays.
You got to run the ball, especially without DeForest Buckner, who may not play Sunday against the Bears in the middle of that Colt defense, which is already porous and susceptible to a good running game. You mentioned Joe Mixon. He went to social media complaining about the tackle that he got injured on, the hip drop tackle, talking about, and saw the same thing, Brad. What do you think happens with that? Is the league looking at that as a potential fine?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the league will look at that as a fine, and they've got to determine if it meets the criteria, and it's still probably an ongoing educational thing for the officials.
Edwards, correct?
And these, what's that?
It was Edwards, correct?
Yes, I believe it was Edwards. But it's still kind of an educational process for the officials on the field, because they made the right step in trying to outlaw this tackle, because it's just so dangerous in terms of the percentage of plays where guys can get hurt on that play versus a normal play. And I'm not saying this met the I haven't looked at it closely enough or talked to people to say, yeah, he might have crossed the line here. But it's a difficult call on the field in live action for the officials to make, because for it to be warranting a flag and then a fine, it's got to hit like three criteria. So you're watching it in live action and, okay, A, yes, B, yes, C, I don't know. It's just a little difficult. It's still new. But certainly I'd expect the league to review it and take a look at it.
You know, Brad, I know this is going to be a bad thing to ask, because David got mad at me yesterday when I asked that. I'm just wondering, when you think stylistically of DeAndre Swift and how he plays, do they need more of a straight line runner in their run game? And they've got different options with different backs, but when you start thinking about a way to put a running game in, do they need to start operating under center? Do they need to start running the ball up the gut of the field? Do they need to maybe get somebody the ball that is more of a straight line guy, as opposed to kind of cut and then move?
Yeah, that's a good question. You'd want to be able to mix it up, though, because if you say, hey, Khalil Herbert's a better fit for stuff we want to run between the tackles. Let's just say they make that decision. Well, eventually, it might not be the Colts, but an opponent coming up real soon is going to figure out you've got some real tendencies in terms of your backfield personnel. When Herbert's on the field, when Swift's in the game, Swift had a nice run when they went straight ahead. I think they were in 12 personnel, but they've got to find some success on the ground. They've got to find it early. They've got to get themselves in some manageable third down situations, and they've got to stop shooting themselves in the foot with pre-snap penalties. You know, their got a do list is certainly longer than you would like it to be. But I still believe it can come together. Another here's a jarring statistic about the Colts, and again, the sample size is really small here, just two games. Opponents are averaging more than 40 minutes time of possession against the Indianapolis Colts. So they're getting doubled up, which is really hard to do. I mean, you can see super lopsided games in terms of time of possession, and they don't come real close to be in a true 2-1 situation, but they haven't stopped the run. And then the Colts have had some real short possessions with incomplete passes and things of that nature for Anthony Richardson, who's hit some really big plays, but also made some mistakes.
So let's talk personnel on the offensive line. Is Coleman Shelton in danger of being replaced by Doug Kramer? Is Nate Davis in danger of being replaced by Matt Pryor? And does Karan Amagaji have any chance of being tried at offensive guard?
Boy, I don't think you want to play Amagaji at guard right now. We know you've barely played any football since last October. We're ready to introduce you to the National Football League. Go get them. That doesn't seem like something that they would do. You know, they're just razor thin right now with Ryan Bates and Larry Borum both on injured reserve. They've got four reserve linemen on the 53-man roster, and three of them have not played on offense in a regular season game. Doug Kramer, Bill Murray, and Karan. They don't have that experience. I would think that they've at least got to look at maybe putting Matt Pryor in at right guard for Nate Davis. You got to at least talk about that. Do they make a move yet? I don't know. I don't see a Kramer for Shelton swap, not yet anyway, but they've got to have discussions about all of this because it's just been so bad. And you knew that the offensive line was an area that you were going to have to keep an eye on. It was an area of concern. I don't think anybody expected it to look as poorly as it has through the first two games. You know, they made the Texans look like they've got you know, the steel curtain out there, and that's just not the case.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair assessment of it. They are not favored in this game. What does that tell you specifically? What is it that Vegas is looking at that maybe?
Well, their offense is just. They're not doing anything offensively at all, right? Mm-hmm. They're not really a threat to score points. They're on the road. I think that's what that is right there. There's nothing about them that's particularly inspiring right now. But their defense and you know, people don't think nearly as much about defense when they go to the window as they do offense, and the Bears offense right now is a mess. Can't run the ball, can't get explosive plays, and can't score. That's like the holy trinity of bad, right?
That's bad. That's a whole lot of bad, Brad. So let's take a step back and let's take the 30,000-foot view of quarterback development in the NFL. Do you look at what's going on in Carolina? Andy Dalton replacing Bryce Young. Two games into his second season, Bryce Young, the former number one overall pick. Any lessons to be learned? Is there anything to be applied to what the Bears are going through with Caleb Williams based on what the Panthers are enduring with Bryce Young?
I wouldn't draw parallels between Young and Williams. I don't think that's an apples to apples discussion right now. And there's certainly not a lot of talent around Bryce Young on that roster. I think one of the problems that they've had in Carolina is they haven't been real direct and forthright with the owner about the ability of the kid, the player, Bryce Young. Certainly, I think that's something that doomed probably the previous regime, right? And if you don't shoot straight with the guy at the top, and then everything looks much different than it's been described, people are going to have adverse reactions at times, and that's happened down there. But, yeah, Bryce Young's struggling, and I think that's a decision where you don't want that kid to reach a point where, you know, it's maybe a lost cause. You certainly want to tell the rest of the locker room that you're doing everything you can to put forth a winning product on the field. But they look awful right now. Just, and you knew they weren't going to be good, but it's still a little alarming how bad they are. I mean, they're bad on defense. They're bad all the way around. So he'll be back on the field this season at some point. You would fully expect. Is he back before the Panthers come into Soldier Field on week 5? I don't know, but maybe Andy Dalton can bring just a little bit of stability to them in terms of, you know, he's going to know coverages. He's going to know what to expect, but he's not there to save a season.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. EstWing.com. Well, we haven't talked about the defense, and there's not much to say negatively. They have they've been awful good, and they've improved in the second half in both of their games. Do you look at that fact? Do you say, well, let's see if they can get started earlier this time out, or are you more complimentary toward what the head coach can do as an offensive coordinator, and he's returning to a place where he last did it in that role?
Yeah, they've been really, really good on defense, and this certainly presents itself as the kind of game where that defense could really have a big effort. You know, they ought to be hunting takeaways here against Anthony Richardson and the Colts. They've been one area where they've been a lot better than they were last season was on third down. The Bears are tied for third in the league right now on third down at 25%. So they've had a significant improvement there. The pass rush, as we know, has been better. I think I talked about this going into the opener, how, you know, for everything that was really impressive about that defense last season, they were 32nd in the league in yards per attempt by opposing quarterbacks, which you can't talk about having an elite defense when you're anywhere near 32nd in yards per attempt. And the Bears are fourth in the league in yards per attempt right now, holding the opponents under five. I think it's 4.99 on yards per attempt. So that's been fantastic as well. I think they've delivered pretty much anything and everything you would want. The one thing you probably will hear them talk about is they need to get more takeaways. They can always get more takeaways, and that's just ingrained in them from the coaches all the way down through the roster. But this presents itself again like the kind of game where maybe they can get those takeaways in bundles.
Brad, after the game, did you detect any frustration in DJ Moore or other receivers based on the bad communication or chemistry with Caleb Williams? We saw a glimpse of that on the field. DJ Moore denied it in our interview at 8 o'clock. But I think that if it was there, it's understandable. But I just wondered what you observed after the game in the locker room.
Yeah, I think everyone's probably frustrated, right, during the game, and that's natural. I spoke to two of the only wide receiver I didn't talk to was DeAndre Carter. I spoke to DJ Moore for a little bit, and yeah, I think he was frustrated, but it wasn't. It didn't strike me as a blame other guys type of frustration. It came across as a, you know, we're all frustrated, we need to get on the same page type of thing. And then Roma Dunze, specifically, I was talking to him about the final offensive play, the fourth down play, where there was a communication error, and Rome thought it was one thing, and Caleb had another, and Rome took full responsibility for that, and, you know, talked about needing to improve there. He had heard one thing, and what he heard was, but he didn't hear it correctly. And so he ran one route and Caleb threw another. And if he's on the route that Caleb throws, looks like there's a completion. Bears are across midfield. They've got a first down. There's a little less than 30 seconds to play. He's probably out of bounds. I'm not saying they're going to win the football game there, but that drive stays alive at the end.
Brad, we'll let you go. I'm just curious, do you understand philosophically how Matt Eberflus looks at challenge plays? In other words, what is it that he wants to see or he has them looking for before he challenges? And is he listening to players who tell him, oh, I made that catch, you got to go look at it again?
Yeah, I think he kind of takes it all in. The one in the first half with Stephon Diggs, which happened literally right in front of Eberflus, I don't know if he thought he had a perfect view of it. The one at the end, I'd be real interested in knowing the full story behind that. Was he told in the booth to challenge the Kyler Gordon near interception, or did he do that on his own because of game situation, which is if that play is overturned, the Bears have got premium field position in a game where they're struggling to do anything offensively. So maybe is the moment so big that you're willing to risk more with the challenge flag than you would otherwise. But even if that's the explanation, you know, if you can have somebody see that sooner, yeah, so you don't throw the flag, you save yourself a timeout there. He hasn't thrown the flag a ton, guys. He was 2-for-5 on challenges through his first two seasons, goes 0-2 the other night. So he's now 2-for-7 challenging plays. And I want to say, I haven't looked at it lately, but the best coaches in terms of replay challenges, I don't know that they're much above 40%. So he's a tick below that. 7's a really small sample size, but yeah, that's one that they need to talk through that and figure out if the exact same play happens again, which we know it won't, but if a very similar play happens again, they need to try to keep that timeout in their back pocket.
Definitely.
Thanks, Big Z.
Thanks,
appreciate
Brad.
It.
Good stuff.
Yeah, have a great day, guys.
All right.
Wow.
Download the Odyssey app. Search for 670 The Score and tap follow to receive alerts on our Bears coverage. You can go back, you can listen to that interview. And if you really enjoy the Bears, make sure you check out the Take the North podcast. That's with David Haw and Dan Wiederer, and they're breaking down the biggest storylines ahead of Week 3 against Indy. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, those challenges were just egregiously bad on Sunday night.
They were terrible.
Because right in front of them, as Brad said. And then the other one suggested that they were granting the wishes of Kyler Gordon throwing a little bit of a tantrum.
Crazy.
On the field.
You can't do that.
Throw the flag!
You can't do that.
No.
And again, you're throwing away timeouts. I don't care how important the particular play would have been if only. Come on.
If only.
It's got to be better than that. Two for seven is garbage. That's not good. All right. 312-644-6767. We'll be back with your calls. Mully and Haw on the score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.